Chisinau, the capital of Moldova, or Kishinev, as it used to be called in Russian. In 2004, Centropa sent two of our interviewers, Natalia Fomina from Odessa and Zhanna Litinskaya from Kyiv, to Chisinau to speak with elderly Jews who had survived the Holocaust. With the horrors inflicted upon them by the Romanians and by the Germans, they had stories to tell. But our goal was to ask them to paint for us a picture of the entire century, just as they lived it. Some 50,000 Jews were living in Chisinau at the beginning of the 20th century, and Moldova, then known as Bessarabia, was part of the Russian Empire. This is when two horrendous pogroms were unleashed on the city's Jews in 1903 and 1905, and the Russian authorities did nothing to stop it. What was Jewish life like here then? The majority of Jews were poor and worked as traders and craftsmen. A few were middle class, and a very small minority could be considered wealthy. A dozen Jewish newspapers were printed regularly in Yiddish, Romanian, and Russian, and 77 synagogues and prayer rooms were scattered throughout the city. Chisinau's Jewish community funded its own schools, a hospital, an orphanage, and a Jewish fire brigade, along with theaters, so this was a very lively community. And although long a province of the Russian Empire, by 1918, Moldova found itself in Romania. And truly, interwar Romania was one of the most anti-Semitic countries in Europe. Then 2 decades later, in June 1940, the Soviet Union demanded that Romania cede Moldova. Barely a year after that, on the 22nd of June 1941, Germany and its allies attacked the Soviet Union while German and Romanian troops were headed straight for Chisinau and then on to Odessa, and that meant every Jew who didn't flee would have a very poor chance of survival. Over the coming months, tens of thousands of Moldova's Jews were murdered or starved to death in camps and ghettos in the area just across the Dniester River, Transnistria. And in the show notes, we'll give you links to award-winning documentaries made by Radu Judah. These were Romanian camps he's going to tell us about, not German. The Soviet Union liberated Moldova in the spring of 1944. And after the Second World War, the Jewish population of Chisinau stood at around 70,000. But when Moldova became an independent country in 1991, most of her Jews emigrated to Israel. And today, there are around 7,000 Jews still there. Please stay with us for this season of Centropa Stories, where two Moldovan Holocaust survivors will tell you about how their families lived, how they perished, and how these two remarkable people managed to survive, rebuild their lives, and start families of their own. This season of Centropa Stories was produced in Vienna by Morris Bodesworth, and our actors were recorded in London. Thanks to the historian Diana Dumitriu for checking the facts for us, and special thanks to Max von Schuller of Centropa's Germany office. This season was made possible in part by the German Foreign Office. Please see the show notes for more information. My name is Edward Serrata.